Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy & Associates Personal Injury Law.
More on the Falcons as our offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, spoke to the media today. What's up, Zach? It's been a minute, man. We want this offense to be explosive. Michael McIntosh hit me up, Mike, at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. Put 'Em Up! And Mike Bell, ATL. He says, why the heck did the Falcons get fined? They did nothing wrong. Even, he said, you know, Ulbrich should not have been fined. Guys, Michael, sensitive information. You are responsible for that. And the best way, I think Mike brought a great point up earlier, before we let you hear what Zach Robinson had to say, for your company, if you are responsible for information, right? This is why you always have to be careful on your computer and phones and doing stuff. And sensitive information gets out about your company, and that is leaked, and somehow that is used in a way, whether it be criminal or otherwise, guys, you're responsible. And so that's why the Falcons, as an organization, by allowing that information to be leaked.
Now, as we said earlier, I guess, you know, if you ever got to a civil lawsuit or something, some lawyer would argue, look, Shedeur Sanders was not an NFL employee at this stage. You know, he was yet to be signed, but does it matter? There's a database of privileged information, you know, as you just laid out, you know, the contact information for all these potential players that coaches will be speaking with. So, look, the good news is it soon will be in the rear view, and everybody who's literally gnashing their teeth like this was the friggin' JFK. K assassination. It was a racist conspiracy of the NFL. And again, it was two different conversations, but unfortunately, a funny prank, ha ha ha, pretty funny now, obviously blew up in their face because this was the only story of the NFL draft.
All right. With that said, by the way, what is your expectation before we get into this for this offense? We did not draft another offensive weapon, but what is your expectation, Mike?
Oh, we got a weapon. Nick Nash.
Undrafted free agent.
Hey, man, listen, again, I don't care what level you played at, you know, like Pete Rose was. I don't care if it's the chicken blank league. I mean, look, the guy led out of all college football in touchdowns, receptions, and yards. And was it San Jose State?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd love to see if this guy can crack the lineup because, as we said, yeah, man, there's Heisman Trophy winners that couldn't be starters in the NFL, let alone a guy that wasn't undrafted. But I'm excited to see how he fits in the mix. I'd love to know, and I know I mentioned this to you earlier, that Randy McMichael always says, and I always defer to the tight end, that, you know, the way that Zach Robinson's offense is set up, that he feels that Drake is in the place where Pitts should be. And maybe that's contributing to why Pitts' numbers are so pedestrian. And not to make excuses, Carl, you got to bring that inner fire, but maybe that's why at times it seems like Pitts checks out, knowing that his number's not getting called. I don't know. But meanwhile, we know that Drake does produce. And another sidebar today, they picked up the fifth-year option on Drake London.
That they did, which was something they needed to do. I got a message from my buddy Andre today. And Mike, he says to me, Dukes, I heard about this kid last year. So I started following him. And I'll be damned, the Falcons brought him in as an unrestricted free agent, undrafted, should I say. He says, obviously the dig on him was weight. When you look at, you know, will he get bigger? Mm-hmm. And he goes on to tell me way more than I wanted to know about Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, now, again, for some reason, I didn't know Kobe Bryant from hole in the wall, not the Kobe Bryant. We're talking C-O-B-E-E.
Kansas.
But this is Kansas, who's rocking number two. Will not be wearing number two for the Falcons, I'm going to guess. But that's Matt Ryan's number. But Kobe is a guy that he kept coming up on my mock drafts. And so I'm like, well, let me take a look at this dude. And you really see the skills. And the draft, you know, breakdown of the profile from NFL Network certainly shows that they think this guy can be a player for depth initially and special team contributor, but a guy who's going to crack a starting lineup.
Well,
I mean, eventually.
As I said to Andre, I like his competitive fire. is there. Sometimes just because you don't get drafted don't mean you don't belong in the NFL. And that's the thing. Like, oh, he's undrafted. Don't get caught up in that. This kid played at a high level. Right. It's going to be interesting to see his development. Let's talk about our offensive coordinator, though, and what he had to say today. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. First thing, as far as Zach Robinson is concerned, Mike, he was asked about, believe it or not, Kirk Cousins working as the backup. Zach?
It's been fine. You know, we're obviously, you know, just getting back in the building. Kirk's been here, you know, a handful of days. And so, you know, for us, it's just we're just going back to work. And for Kirk, obviously, he's in a role that he, you know, ended the season in as a backup, and would expect him to, you know, just like he did last year, just be there for Mike, be there for anybody on the offense. For me, when I'm up there installing, it's really not that much different. We had that same situation late in the season. Obviously, when we made the switch, everybody got on board with it then, and everybody's, you know, on board with it now, obviously. But Kirk's obviously valuable player to this offense, to this team, you know, and he's here. We're going to coach him just like we do every other player on the team. So I don't feel an awkwardness personally, you know, with me or the coaches, but you know, I understand he wants to go play somewhere, but shoot, we'll coach the guys that are here and expect Kirk to, you know, to give us the same thing back.
By the way, Cousins then said, yeah, I'm on board, but I don't like it.
Now, again, you guys know the drill in his contract. He's got final say here. Nobody's calling. Can't trade you if nobody wants you, okay? So this list of demands, I can only go to a team where I am the only quarterback and clearly the number one. No quarterback waiting in the wings will be drafted. Well, good luck with that, okay, because that doesn't exist. So there really is nowhere for Kirk other than if for some reason Aaron Rodgers decides he's going to wait for somebody to blow a knee out and then come in like to the rescue midseason next year. Don't know. As we said earlier, Pittsburgh's probably the only real spot. You know, Cleveland, I think, has got the quarterback situation under control right now.
They got more than they need, I think.
Right, of course. Yeah.
But, you know, and they don't have one. That's why it's funny. You know, when you have two quarterbacks, you really don't have one. Cleveland is out on this whole thing. There's no way they're going to make any kind of move there. But the big thing is Zach Robinson, and I appreciate it. He said, look, it doesn't feel awkward for me. This is what we're doing at the end of the season, and we're just, you know, coming back and getting back to work. What about Bijan, Mike? This is something you've pointed out as well. I love B. I think he's going to be a top three back in this league, and ultimately I think he's going to be that top dude. With that said, the one thing he's missing, what did you tell me he was missing? Big, explosive runs. We're talking 50, right. 60, 70-yard
runs. The only thing missing, guys, and that's the thing that Jahmyr Gibbs has, that's what every other major running back has. He just doesn't seem to be the one that takes it out of the house.
Here's what Zach Robinson, our OC, said about that today.
But, yeah, no, he's such a talented guy. Some of the – you know, you appreciate him, obviously, in season, you know, for what he's doing. And then when you're able to go back in the off season and watch the tape just from a singular lens of what he was able to do, nobody would rather have, obviously, than him. But he's so talented. His vision and the things that he can see and feel in tight quarters is unlike anything I've ever seen. So just hope for that uptick, like we're saying, with the explosives.
Uptick on the explosives. He's right. And let's hope that happens. Hey, man, let's talk about what the biggest difference is going into this year is familiarity. And you talk about the scheme. Mike, he addressed this a little bit. Now, he didn't tell us, you know, Pitts is out of position. But he addressed, like, hey.
Right. We want to know why Pitts isn't maximizing his talent.
Okay.
Because I'm sick. By the way, if I hear Pitts being the best Pitts he can be, is anyone ever going to call this? I mean, I know you can't criticize a player because heaven forbid, right, in 2025. But, I mean, is anyone ever going to say we need Pitts to be better? We need Pitts to demand more of himself, and we've got to do a better job of getting him involved in this game plan. That's what I want to hear.
Well, Fondo said that. He didn't say the last part about putting him in a better position, but he did say we want him
to be the best Pitts he can be.
He did say that.
Be all you can be, Kyle Pitts.
Army reference there. Hey, let's hear what Zach Robinson said about the biggest difference going into this year.
You know, I was telling some of these guys just the comfort knowing that, hey, we're a year into the system. The guys, there's a ton of continuity coming back. Last year, it was completely new system, a lot of new players, everybody kind of getting to know each other, learn each other. I know my coaching staff really well. I know our players really well. I know what we did well, you know, from a schematic standpoint, and what our guys can do, and what are some of the things that we can do going forward with a different quarterback. So it feels like once the offseason hit, I was like, man, this feels really nice to be able to just kind of, all right, let's set the table here. Let's get down to the finer details of what we're trying to get accomplished. And it's been a breath of fresh air. I got a buddy, Nick Cayley, you know, who's first time OC in Houston, and he's calling me nonstop. And I'm just like, man, I remember those shoes. Like, don't hesitate with questions, because there's so many things that inevitably come up that you think you have a plan for this, and then you got to adapt on the fly. So I definitely don't envy his situation right now. I know he's excited to get his hands on that group, because I got some talented guys. But it's a lot of fun coming in the offseason with a year under your belt.
You know, we talked last year about the decisions that Ra made, Carl putting his staff together, and Jimmy Lake, unfortunately, was a swing and a miss, you know, and Ra had to take things over. And out of respect, he didn't really tell you how much he was taking things over.
For sure.
But to his point, we did say this, give us credit here on Dukes and Bell, Carl and I were saying, learning curve for anybody is a first-time OC in the league. And oh, by the way, you're throwing the craziest curveball of all with the Kirk Cousins fiasco, where a guy who's, you know, setting the single-game record for passing all of a sudden looks like he's got a noodle arm. All of a sudden he can't do anything.
It's true.
You know, then you got to break in the rook, and all this was happening, you know, in real time with the playoff race going down. So he had a lot of stuff on his plate.
Yeah, Nick Cayley is the new OC for the Texans. He replaced Bobby Slowick, who just a few years ago was one of the top candidates to maybe get a head coaching job. So that's the guy he's talking about. They go back, they're friends. I'll tell you this, man, when Zach got the job, this was right maybe a few days after, and I was up at Flowery Branch, Mike, and he was walking down from the fields, and I saw him, and to his point, it wasn't that the job was too big for him. He did a good job, I thought, last year. Mike's right about all the circumstances that he was dealing with, but he's walking around, Mike, and I said, hey, Zach, what's going on? And he had that look in his eye. You know that look like the first day you're at work, where you're right. Kind of like trying to find your bearings, and you're like, who's who, and where's this door lead to,
right.
And what's the code to get in? Like, that's how he looked. And it wasn't that, again, it was bigger than him, but it was like that moment of, oh, crap, I am about to be the offensive coordinator here, and I got to get to work. It's Dukes and Bell. Last thing, Mike, you want to know about Pitts? Here's what he said about Kyle Pitts today.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle, I'm expecting Kyle to take a big jump, you know, year two of the system, year two of understanding what we're trying to do offensively, all those things that come with it. So expecting a lot of good things from Kyle. He knows what he needs to work on with the details and some of the fundamentals, techniques, the consistency down in and down out. Those are things that we talk about with him, and Coach Koger talks about with him all the time. It's is those finer details and that next level that he can take as a player. So I'm pumped for Kyle. Can't wait to get on the field with him, and that's going to be a lot of fun to see his growth.
And be the best Kyle Pitts he can be.
Don't do it. Remember the Commanders game? Where Penix hits him across the middle at the end of that game.
Right at the goal line. That was one of the best. I said it to you earlier. Amazing laser throw from from Penix. And Pitts holds on to it. A tough catch in traffic.
Can we get more of that?
Yes. Yes. It's there. That's what makes – that's why, you know, when we get into these Pitts conversations, we always get these guys dogging Pitts. We all want Pitts to be the best Pitts he can be. Because when you see the freakish talent, remember we thought this guy
– going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Guy was the unicorn in 2021.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.